Today in podcast number 136, we review the idea of early retirement. Early retirement sounds great. It's not as easy as it sounds. Today we will talk about things you need to know before you retire early. We begin right now.
And now, Money Matters USA with Fred Sage.
And you also need to work with your advisor to create multiple income streams.
You're at the right place for information every week regarding all the components of a successful retirement plan.
Asset allocation is really a driving force to how much your accounts are going to grow.
Fred Sade is a financial fiduciary and retirement specialist.
I have to put the client's interest ahead of my own pocketbook at all times. I must be able to justify why I'm making the recommendations.
Money Matters USA with Fred Sade.
If you want to retire early, are you ready? That's what we're discussing on the podcast today. It's Money Matters USA with Fred Sade, who is founder and managing director of the fiduciary firm of the same name. That's Money Matters USA. Fred Sade, PhD in economics from Duke University, years in the financial arena, and focusing on the very important retirement sector of the financial arena. Fred, you said 136 podcast. Now, we had a first anniversary celebration, a second anniversary celebration, and it won't be long before we'll be doing the third one.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Kind of hard to top the second one, though.
Well, yeah, you had the chef and all of that in, but I know you'll come through. Absolutely. How many people, I know a lot of people have said, first meeting with you, Fred, I'd actually like to retire now. I know it's a little early. Can I do it? So that's what we're looking at today. What do we need to consider?
Well, most people focus on money. I'd say about 90% of their focus is on money. Do I have enough money to retire now? And there have been a number of studies on early retirement. One way to look at this is we're all familiar with the three-legged stool that we've heard about so much in retirement planning and as sources of income. But you could also look at a three-legged stool for early retirement, but this time the legs are time, money, and health.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to think about that, if you retire early, will you run out of money? On the other hand, if you retire late, so maybe you've got the money problem licked, but now you've got health as an issue. And maybe you just won't enjoy as much time with good health, and that's going to limit what you're able to do. So I know that people, when they're looking at and planning for retirement, think that money is the most important issue, but actually, once you get into retirement, you're going to find that 90-10 time differential flips, and it's 10% about money, and it's 90% about how are you going to make this retirement work, and that becomes an enormous problem. And people have regrets. And there are studies about how difficult was it for you to adjust to retirement. And only 26% of people said that they didn't have a terribly difficult time adjusting to retirement. That means that everybody else did have a difficult time. That's 84% of
big
people.
Big transition.
So that frequently comes as a shock to people because they're so focused on the issue of money. And if you're going to retire early, you really need to plan for it. And that should occur, well, at least 5 years. In other words, if early retirement means some point between 55 and 62, that means that you need to start planning for this at least by age 50.
Yeah.
And this is not something that you impulsively, or you think about it a bit and then you impulsively say, okay, you know, 2 weeks from now is my last day. This is it. I'm going out. And that's the end of the story. And it doesn't, that's not going to work for you. So I think the first thing to do, and this is the hardest thing for people to do, is to reimagine what their life is going to be like in retirement. People cannot see into the future. They can't refer to themselves as themselves in the future. Their reference is always to a third party, not who they are now.
Right.
But there's a second problem. And again, there is research on this. People think about, well, what's my base case, my basic case, the base case? What's my best case? Now, Tversky and Kahneman found that people are overly optimistic about the future. Yeah, there's a problem now, but it'll work out, and the future will take care of itself, and everything is going to be wonderful. There's more recent research, and it was just published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, and that validated Tversky and Kahneman's earlier research. And again, what it found is that there's absolutely no difference between the best case and the basic case when people think about the future. They never think about things that are going to go wrong. Everything is going to go right, and it's going to work out exactly the way I'm thinking about it, exactly the way I am planning about it. So there's no need for a plan B or a plan C. That is not a prudent way of approaching it. But that's the research shows that that's exactly how people approach it, and. This is where we get into real issues, because you start getting into blind spots because retirement goes through different phrases. So the question is, the first thing that happens is you have absolute freedom. Don't have to worry about that alarm clock going off anymore.
We're not used to that.
Yeah, getting up early, until the dog develops new habits, it may take a while. But
right.
but you're free, of that. And then the question is, how do you plan out your day? How do you get value from the day? How do you enjoy the freedom? Now this is a honeymoon phrase. It's not going to last forever. So it's really important that you recognize that you are now on a permanent vacation. This is not like I'm on vacation for a week or 2 weeks and I have to go back to work. Well, there is no work. But you have to figure out what is your retirement lifestyle going to be. And at some point, you're going to need help in trying to figure that out. You may find an interesting book, in the library. Reference librarian can be helpful. One of the people who pulled this off is a guy named Fritz Gilbert. And Fritz Gilbert has a website, and he's got a ton of material on that website. He's written a book about keys to successful retirement. And he helps you transition from that honeymoon phrase. Now, he's got a lot. He's got a ton of stuff. I can't even get into that. But Gilbert uses a concept called the four phases of retirement. And if you go to Investopedia, they have the six stages of retirement, the six phases of retirement.
It's not really six. I've always just heard of three. What are the six?
Yeah. Riley Moines has written about the four phases of retirement, what to expect when you're retiring. I believe that you can get the book if you're interested at Amazon or, you know, through your local library.
Does he count the pre-retirement segment as a phase? Because, I mean, I've always heard of once you retire, go, go, slow, go, no, go years. Is he talking about the red zone years?
No, I'll tell you in a second. He's done a TEDx talk on it.
Okay.
It's had about 2.3 million views on it. The first phase is, he calls it, freedom is great, but it comes with an obligation. And we've already said, you know, you're free from the alarm clock, the commute, from the boss, Zoom calls, and so on and so forth. And he has an interesting metaphor. He says, think back to when you were a kid and school was out and you had a whole summer to look forward to, and then by the middle of July, maybe you start getting bored, and mom and dad are making suggestions, and you know, you start rolling your eyes. And his point is, as I alluded to earlier, that retirement is not a summer vacation. You spent 20 years in school, but now all of a sudden you could be 30 years in retirement. What are you going to do with that retirement for the next 20, 25, 27, 30 years? Now, you really have to think about it. And, you know, you have to face this. There are resources that can help you with that. His second point is that the transition to retirement is going to be harder than you think. And there are a couple of issues here. What happens if one spouse retires sooner and the other spouse retires later? And so that both of you are going through a transition to retirement at different times. And here's some research. 52% of pre-retirees believe that their transition to retirement is going to be really smooth, and they don't see any problem whatsoever with this. But 68%, as I said a little while ago, say that they had a really rough transition. And that's really an issue here, because your world sort of gets changed and people are unprepared for how dramatic the change is going to actually be. And the more time you spend thinking about this, preparing for this, doing your research on it, the shorter the transition is going to be. And talks about a post on Facebook where somebody says, the question was, what surprised you the most about what you thought retirement would be like and how it actually is? And there are 370 responses to the question, and still counting. And there's a group that you can join called the Retired Life Group, and you can see the answers that are posted in the Retired Life Group on Facebook. But there's a consensus sort of view, which is that the transition doesn't have to be all that difficult, because people don't make the effort, but when they do make the effort, it can be easier, because then you can address the non-financial and the financial at the same time. But the time to do that is before you stop working, and so that you are prepared, mentally prepared for the changes. And so if you're still working, but you're thinking about retirement, you're probably not going to believe what I just said. You're going to say, well, maybe it affects some people, but it's not going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who have gone through that experience, all they can say is, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. This is, I know this is a trust me kind of situation, but if you start thinking about and start focusing on the non-financial aspects of retirement before you retire, at least the last 2 years of retirement, that should be your focus. You're going to have a much better retirement. The fourth point he makes is you're going to miss stuff from your working years. When people leave work, obviously they know they're not going to get a paycheck, and you've got all the money you've ever going to significantly accumulate, you know, unless there's an inheritance in your future. Now, but what people don't think about are what are the non-financial aspects that you get out of your work? In other words, you get structure to the day, you get mental challenges, you have relationships, have a sense of purpose, a sense of reward, and also you have a sense of identity. When people say, who are you? Most people don't say who they are. They say what they do.
Right.
So when you retire, it's not just the paycheck that is gone.
It's your identity in many ways.
Yeah, it's all gone. So you don't have structure for the day. I mean, every day starts to look like every other day. You go from structure to no structure. You can wake up whenever you want. You don't have a calendar. It's all filled with business meetings. You don't have deadlines that you have to meet. It's all gone. And sometimes all of a sudden you say, I don't have any purpose. My life just got empty and meaningless. What do I do?
Yeah, I can understand that. I don't think I could ever fully retire because of that. I mean, I enjoy work. But, you know, people retire differently, Fred. Phased retirement.
That's true. I was just reading something on a study about boomers, particularly late boomers, you know, born between 1965 and 67, and these people haven't come through yet. They haven't retired yet. They're close, but they have not retired yet. How many jobs are going to be available? I was in Walmart this weekend picking up dog food and some other stuff. And I was just chatting on my way out with the greeter, and this guy told me that he was almost 80 years of age, and I said, "Why'd you go back to work?" I said, "Beside, you wanted some money." He said, "Yeah, it wasn't just the money; it was something to do." He said, "I just had nothing to do anymore. I couldn't keep watching television."
And the social aspect also.
Yeah, that's right. Interaction, with some camaraderie with other people. But those jobs are disappearing because, increasingly a lot of these jobs are being mechanized. And, Walmart may be, it may not be the norm, because I was just reading that they're thinking about doing away with the checkout lanes and going back to fully staffed checkout lanes and
getting rid of self checkout.
Yeah, ending self checkout. Apparently, they've looked at it, and their margins in stores that have self checkout are lower than in margins where they have a person at the cash register checking people out.
I've read those stories too. Yeah, And I mean, I think people make mistakes, and some aren't always honest. I'm kind of happy to see that. I think I wish they'd keep one just for a few items. Look, you want to take a quick break here?
Yes,
and we'll get
absolutely.
Back to more. Let's take a quick break. We've got more. Fred's going to go over some more things to consider before you retire early. It's always good to talk to a professional like Fred before making that decision and launching into retirement. So that more to come here on Money Matters USA.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news, there are stocks all around the world. And we're waiting for the market to open in a
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it.
Call Fred Saad at Money Matters USA at 800-593-8188. That's 800-593-8188.
We're back with Money Matters USA. So that is one way to reach out to Fred, 800-593-8188, but also the website moneymattersusa.net with a link to the podcast. And as we mentioned, this is 136. You can listen at your leisure to the other 135. And to help you decide which one you'd like to listen to, we have a write-up on each of those. Be sure to click the red light on the dashboard tab. And learn about Red Light on the Dashboard. It's the Red Light Program tab at moneymattersusa.net. Click podcast, access the podcast, and also there, if you have a question for Fred and Stump the Guru, you can be a part of the show. So that's there when you click the podcast tab, Stump the Guru. That's a great conversation here. We're talking about if you were to decide to retire early, everything that needs to be considered, but actually this applies what we're talking about and getting into and continuing to anyone when they retire. Because Fred is referencing the book from Riley Moines, and that is the four phases of retirement, what to expect. I think there were 5 points here, Fred, that we were covering. You've already covered a lot in what to expect. And as you said, people don't always see themselves in looking to the future, but it certainly can happen. And you can go through these phases. It's almost like, what was it, the different phases of grief? But this is the phases of retirement.
Yes. Well, you know, it's not unlike that because there is that separation, and you have to create, you know, it's the end of one thing and it's the start of nothing else. And one of the key points that Moines is making is that don't wait until you retire to try to figure it out. In other words, in the, say, 2 years prior to retirement, that gives you ample time to start thinking about this and to actually start planning so that you can have this smooth transition into the next stage of your life. And one of the things that really got my attention is that Moines is saying that you can think about retirement as a job, but it's a different kind of job because now you're your own boss, and you have to figure out what your job description, because, and it's not written, because it's going to be unique to you. So this means that you have to try to redevelop something that you had as a child, and you see in children. Children are naturally curious, and they don't have a lot of layers of defense layers and artifice that are built up. And now what he is suggesting is it's time to shed some of that and to redevelop aspects of your personality that have been dormant since you were a kid. For example, how about learning how to play again? It's going to be different. You know, you're not going out into the schoolyard, but how about relearning how to ride a bicycle? Maybe you did it as a kid. Maybe you would love to do it again. Maybe you want to help other people, volunteer. you're not focusing any longer on making money. You've made the money that you're going to make. So if I can steal a great phrase from Curtis Cloak, you buy income with the assets you have. You buy income, and then you take what's left and you invest that for future growth and possibly income. So what's being set up here is, and this can be different for everyone, but the setup here is, what is it that you're going to do with your time that's going to feel personally rewarding for you, will enrich your life, and will give you satisfaction? Now, you can decide what, if that's okay for you, but you're going to have your own definition of who you are. In his case, he is personal reward, personal enrichment, and personal satisfaction. That's who he is. You may be somebody else, but what you are not, you know, is a plumber.
Right.
this is not what you do. It's who you are. Maybe you want to develop some way of handing down a family legacy, or maybe it's spiritual life that's been dormant and now you have time. Maybe it's, what is it that you can do on some basis to help make, you know, change the world? Or there's a terrific book. I'm sure it's out of print, but it came out in San Francisco a number of years ago, probably 15 years ago, at least now, maybe 20 years ago. And the book was entitled 50 Things That You Can Do to Change the World. Hmm. And this became a program for an NGO, and they just focused on that in San Francisco, doing everything possible to get those 50 things into the public domain, enacted into law, or to bring other groups where it was appropriate for private groups to be doing that. Well, I'm not saying that necessarily that's what you want to do, but make some kind of contribution so the world will say, you know, you were here and you made some contribution or not. Maybe that's not what you want to do, but you have the freedom to decide. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to have a response to that question. And maybe you can stay in touch with people who were important to you at one time. But you might want to look up at the study that we're talking about, which is called the Retirement Blind Spot. The Retirement Blind Spot. And it has an interesting chart, and it's all about the non-financial aspects that people miss out. The top two are social interaction, mental stimulation, and sense of identity. There are other things, but those are the top three: social interaction, mental stimulation, and the sense of identity. And so 28% of retirees were depressed because there's no replacement for them for what they were, because everything was tied up in their work. Mm-hmm. Identity. And the good news is it doesn't have to be this way. So, yeah, you have to replace your paycheck. Yes, the financial things are important, but we also have to have structure for the non-financial things. Do you want to take up dancing lessons, learn to play the piano, the guitar, the mandolin, join a gym, take some classes, create a new identity for yourself, start a blog, learn how to paint, join a charity, figure out how to create this new identity. And if you're already retired, and you're listening to this podcast, we'd be very interested to hear from you about what your experience has been. But from my perspective, is there are things that you need to do before you retire, and then the things that you need to do to implement those once you are retirement. And that really is your retirement plan. Now, everything else after that is the financial, and that's really the core of that, as I indicated earlier, is you use your assets to purchase income, and you take what remains of the assets for growth, for additional income, offsetting inflation, take care of for the surviving spouse, and decisions about your estate plan, about legacy, about charitable planning, which may be very much in your interest if you are charitably inclined. And that's basically what we're trying to accomplish here. The financial aspects there are hard and fast rules for what to do there, but where the non-financial is really what trips people up.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I mean, I've had W-2 income since I was 15, and I worked before that too, like, you know, paperboard, cutting grass, all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's been decades now. So it would, I know, be a transition for me. I can totally understand how it is. I mean, you think about the short term, oh man, no alarm clock. First day, don't have to set the alarm. But yeah, you know, as you go into it, what does identify you as your job does? Yeah, a lot to consider there, which Fred will talk to you about. It's part of that comprehensive review. It's what makes it comprehensive, because Fred has helped so many through the years enter retirement. He's seen, he's heard, and he's performed. And he's even corrected sometimes situations people brought to him. You can schedule that consultation with Fred with a call or visiting the website. The number is 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188. The website, moneymattersusa.net. And we look forward to having you continue to join us on this podcast. And they come down every Friday. So our next one is number 137, Money Matters USA.
Investment advisory services offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. Fred Sade and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell in any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to the securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. By contacting Money Matters USA, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.